Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, before we get back to realigning our divisions, David, fun fact, talked about Alan Bowman, the quarterback. You know who was in his recruiting class?
I'm going to be silly. Patrick Mahomes.
No, but you're not that far off.
Oh, please.
Tua Tagovailoa.
What?
Yeah. Was in that same class.
Well, good for him. He's getting his degree.
Yeah, looks to be. I'm looking this up. I also think Brock Purdy was also in that class while he's still going to class. So, just to put things in perspective.
Alan Bowman graduated with Teddy Roosevelt. So, did you explain what we're doing with the people?
No, I just gave that little fun fact before we jump back into it.
So, we were having some fun, which is, this is preview season for college football. So, like, at least every morning for me, I'm doing 2 hours of pods with Cookies. And one thing I'm noticing is the reality is starting to hit young James Anthony Costa. Like how embarrassed he is that Stanford's in the ACC, or he screwed up the names of teams in certain conferences. And I'm like, James, this is the sport you wanted. This is what you asked for. It's not going to stay this way. This is a holding place. College football is about to look like the NFL. It's going to be a very homogenized product. So we asked the question, how many teams will make the cut in the new college football and then put them in divisions? Conferences, whatever you want to call it. And we have started that process using TV as a metric and using geography. And here's where we are right now. And you guys have been great. You're participating in the flash polls on the ticket text. You're calling in. We're going to get to those phone numbers as well. So here we are. You guys chose 64 teams. There is a growing sentiment, 48 is really the number. But we'll continue along. Let the battlegrounds happen. Here's the East. Penn State, Florida State, UNC, Miami, Clemson, NC State, South Carolina, VTech, West Virginia, Maryland, Rutgers, for TV, and Syracuse. The West. USC, UCLA, Oregon, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Texas Tech, UW, Zona, ASU, Utah, Boise, BYU, SMU, TCU. The South, this is what we have so far. South is a little bit light. It's Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Bama, Auburn, A&M, Mississippi, Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas. Still need some teams.
I'm thinking, can you make it Kentucky back?
Let's talk through it. I was thinking about this, right? And in order for me not to say words like Georgia Tech,
which I don't want to say things like Georgia Tech.
You can't have them. They're nerds, and they don't win football games.
Correct. The only other team that I would add would be Houston. I'd put them at the very bottom of the conference. But you would have to give me back one of the following, either Texas Tech, South Carolina, Kentucky.
Why would I give you South Carolina when they're on the Atlantic coast?
I don't disagree with you. I'm pointing out
the problem.
No,
I'm saying, Kenny, you may end up getting Texas Tech and Baylor to go along with A&M.
Plus, South Carolina and Clemson belong in the same conference for the sake of the Palmetto rivalry.
If you want to give me back Kentucky, which I'm not for or against, that would even out my conference to 12.
I could justify it. They have a Publix.
Correct, 100%.
If you have a Publix, you're Southern.
Louisville stays in the North?
They don't have a Publix. The only Publix in Kentucky is factually in Lexington. Pub subs.
Well, we also discussed In-N-Out being West. Someone texted in, In-N-Out Burgers in Tennessee.
Put them in the West. No, I'm only kidding.
Just cancel my conference, and we can't even get to 12.
Listen, you have to figure it out. What about Memphis? I don't know. They got Bengals helmets. Figure it out.
Fine, I guess, but I think 48's the magic number. That's my final say on it.
He's not wrong. I think 48 might be the number, but let's talk to the people, and I'll tell you what. Flashball, ticket text. 48 or 64. Next 10 votes are the ones we'll count. Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. I think you're missing something for the reason to leave Indiana as a state off this whole conference.
Okay.
Because the NCAA headquarters is in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Nailed it.
That would be a very fitting last shot.
They're gone.
They don't run this, though. No.
And neither does the school that is right next door. I'm with Andrew. I stand with Andrew. And I hate John Cougar Mellencamp. Indiana's out.
That and these fans down here are just bizarre because they are Notre Dame football fans, but Indiana basketball fans.
Oh, it's disgusting. So they're all Stonies. Stoney does that where he likes MSU hoops and Michigan football.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's deranged.
Now, have you guys talked about Central Florida yet?
No.
No.
Good pull, Kenny. Orlando, center of the state.
They were on my list, albeit near the bottom of the list, but they're on my list.
They should be in the South.
They should be in the East.
We're going to put them in the East?
I think they're more East than South. But
fine by me, because the East needs a little boost. UCF is spending a ton of money. I get Gus Malzahn. I'm in. I like, great job by you. Plus the Orange Monat uniforms, where it's the little astronaut whose head is a tangerine or whatever.
So is Georgia Tech just out, or could they go in the East?
No, they can go to hell. I don't want them. Them and that stupid Model T car they drive into their stadium.
Mike is anti-education. Okay.
Because I am tired of playing pretend. Northwestern shouldn't be in the Big Ten. Georgia Tech shouldn't be anywhere. Stanford and Cal, who cares? Their own students hate their schools.
Playing the role of Cardell Jones, it's Michael Vallini.
No, it's me being honest.
Didn't go to Ohio State to play school.
David.
48 is stupid, someone says.
Why?
They didn't give an answer. They just said it's stupid.
Need a reason or you're stupid?
And then I'm getting a ton of numbers here. 48, 48, 48, 64, 64, 64.
There's just no 64. Consensus.
It or isn't.
Well, I actually had somebody sent something via the Twitterverse. Ryan Madden. He actually had a nice breakdown of all of this. He had all the Texas teams in the South. You saw that, Kenny?
That's not how this
works. No.
Why couldn't... Here, you know what's killing me about all this? Why wouldn't we take the South and the West, and they're like the NFC? And then the North and the East is the AFC.
Yes.
You could play crossover games.
Okay. Yes.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because Texas is West. It's not South. John Wayne starred in Westerns, not Southerns.
Okay. Does Texas touch Mexico?
It's South. That's West. It is the Old West. Old West.
Everything was the Old West when Columbus first got here.
It is all about the Louisiana Purchase, 248.
But Toledo was Old West.
Battle for Toledo.
You're right. It does touch Mexico. What side of Texas touches Mexico? The west side of Texas touches Mexico.
And, because the east side of Texas touches what?
Wait.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Which is the same criteria of why
Wait
you
a minute.
Wanted Florida.
I can settle this. Tex-Mex cuisine, more Western or more Southern?
Now we're doing Tex-Mex. This is absurd. Just give me back Kentucky and I won't ask for any more teams.
Honestly, we could give Kentucky back.
I think Kentucky has to go
But then
back.
What do we do with Louisville?
Keep them.
We're going to sort this out.
We keep Louisville and we keep Iowa State.
It's going to be okay. We're working through it, but I'm leaning that the new world of college football will only be 48 teams. I am leaning that way.
That's a whole show.
Uh-oh.
There we go. That's a whole nother show. We got to pare down a lot of teams and then sell me this pin. Why should you be back in the 48?
I'm here till 6. What about you? And I don't feel like talking about the third string punter in training camp.
You're here till 6:10.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Why? Oh, no. Can this baseball team go away?
We're going to do this about 40 more times.
Ah!
They're a problem.
You're a real problem. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, to the people, we are shaping college football. What does the next version of what was our favorite sport look like? We're now tinkering between 48 teams and 64. The conferences, there will be four of them, or if you want to be technical, probably two super conferences split in four divisions. We're placing those divisions. Let's see what the people have to say about it. Jacob is up next, 97.1. Jake, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, Jake. What's going on, buddy?
Well, hey, I moved down here to Kentucky my senior year in high school, and I got to say, you know, being in Kentucky now, nothing down here says the North. They got to be in the South.
You're probably – what part of Kentucky are you in?
So I'm about 35 minutes south of Cincinnati, and that's all it takes to be in the South.
Yeah, yeah, you're just past Covington or whatever.
You just
yeah,
cross the bridge and that's it.
Exactly. The minute you cross the bridge into Kentucky, it's all uphill. It's like a bobsled run uphill. All right, so yeah, listen. Go ahead.
It doesn't remind me of home at all down here. Like once you cross the bridge, they start talking different. People don't wear their shoes. You know.
You know what the problem is, Jacob? When you go to Louisville or you go to Lexington, it's like home. If you exit Metropolis and you get out into the country, you're right. You quickly recognize we're not in Kansas anymore. Yes, you are right. Okay, so then, all right, so we're going to move into the South, which means the North just lost Kentucky and Louisville. And we had Jacob repping the Commonwealth. We have to take that serious. So, all right.
So the South is now full. They took Kentucky and Louisville.
If we're doing 48, then yeah. Actually, I don't even have Louisville. I have 12 without
them. You have to have them.
Okay, that's fine.
You got to. Now, come on.
Fine by me.
So we're going to 16, Kenny.
No, I don't want to go to 16. And I have to start adding teams I don't like.
Don't care.
Hold on. Here's how many we got. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. This is a problem. Somebody's got to go. I think, honestly, it would be Mississippi State. That's who would go. They've never won the SEC. No one respects them.
Who are your 13? Because I only have 12 on mine.
I got Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Bama, Auburn, A&M, Mississippi State, LSU, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisville.
I thought we were going to also give you Texas Tech and Baylor.
Absolutely not. Baylor has no place in this. Baylor only got into the old Big 12 because Ann Rice, the governor, demanded it. Nobody wanted them.
TCU?
They're in the West.
Okay.
Can you count that again, Mike? Because I'm still having 12.
Hold on. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Oh, it is 12. It works.
Okay, I was about to say.
We're good. Oh, hold on. Time
Southern
out.
Math. Ooh.
Okay. Listen, here's the deal. You're right. But that would mean the South is done. At 12.
So we're only going. When did we make this move? I thought we were going
because 16. My argument for this move is the fact that if we go to 16, we're going to have teams that Mike calls are too smart or just because of media markets or not geographically relevant or bad.
I don't care.
And that's the whole reason we started this to begin with.
So here's what you would need to do. You're, as the network, you're going to charter a subcommittee of who the F the other four teams would be.
Okay.
I don't think you can find four other teams to go into the South.
The ones I have on my list here, Houston, Memphis.
Nope.
Georgia Tech, UCF, but we already got rid of UCF.
UCF's in the East, you're out.
So that's it?
No. Because the committee, we see Texas as the South, you're getting some more teams.
They're not in the South.
You're getting some more teams.
You know, I'm going to Eric. You're a real problem. Eric 97.1. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. The number is definitely 48, right? So think about it in terms of like.
I got to put you on hold for a minute because you sound like you're talking through a toilet paper roll. Let's figure that out.
I think he had us on speakerphone.
What?
All right. We need to ask some more. Kenny?
We're going to Nick.
Oh, yeah. 97.1. Just for you, we're adding Grambling.
Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? It's your friendly neighborhood Penn State fan. So, I actually wish you'd gotten to my call before because I was going to say, man, he's forgetting about UCF, the bounce house, so you took that away from me. But, I think actually 48 is the sweet spot because if you go to 16, if you go to 64, you look at the East, you're going to have to go to, like, a bunch of poverty programs like Pitt. I mean, forget about those guys. Nathan Peter meme and that dirty rat. Ruined my season in 2016. Yep. I still have no idea how we lost to that guy. Worst NFL quarterback ever, by the way. He had like a quarterback rating so low in the games he played in, it would have been better off if he just spiked the ball every play, but I digress. I think that we can actually reach a compromise, though, in the, we have the 12 teams, which are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like all of them, like Rutgers. Jesus Christ. But, you know, it's a market, so I'll live with it. But if we went to 16 per conference, the bottom four, it's like a system of relegation where, like, if you're at the bottom four, maybe those are the teams, and they're, like, fringe teams. So then, like, it would allow other teams to maybe. I don't know, man. This whole thing is like so like weird and foreign to me.
It's not, Nick. But this isn't weird. This is your future. This is what's going to happen.
Nick, you accidentally touched a nerve with some people.
No, because Nick is right from a competitive and interesting standpoint, but European relegation will never hit American sports. Mm-hmm. It'll never be allowed.
You chase me around the office with a chair.
It was worth a try. I just wanted
and that's fine. But here, I'm with you. Pitt does not deserve to be in the East. I'd like to get rid of them.
Pitt.
They don't even have their own stadium.
The best thing that they've done was when they beat us in Clemson that 1 year. What did they do after that? I can't even.
You're going to be very pleased because, Nick, honestly, and I did this on Cash the Ticket, I don't think they're going to win five games this year. I think Pitt's going to be horrible and Narduzzi's going to get fired.
Mike, you just hate to see it.
Yeah, it does. Your heart bleeds. It's terrible. I think they're going to be horrible. All right, Pitt's out of the East.
So we're narrowing this down to 48 now?
I'm going
to
tell you what else I'm going to whittle. I got to take the Fighting Tirico's. They're out. What does Syracuse really bring to the table? The answer, nothing. Dinosaur Barbecue's overrated. Out.
Virginia?
No, they're not in. Too smart, nerdy, no funding. Here's your East. PSU, FSU, North Carolina, Miami. That's four. Clemson and North Carolina State, that's six. Rutgers, South Carolina, that's eight. VT in West Virginia, that's 10. Maryland and UCF, that's 12. The East would be done at 12. It's more support for Stonewall Jackson going to 48.
So I guess we got to narrow down the North and the West, and then we're done.
All right, let's start with the West, because the answer is probably 48 from a network perspective. So the West, USC and UCLA, two. Agree? Oregon, three. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, five. Texas, six. Tech, seven. UW, eight. Zona, nine. Arizona State, 10. Utah, 11. Here's your problem. Boise, BYU, SMU, and TCU. Where do we go? Now, my argument would be the following. UCLA is a poverty program. They do not sell tickets. No one cares. I don't think UCLA should make the new college football. UCLA would be out in my world.
No, but UCLA, even though they don't sell tickets because it is embarrassing, still LA, still is a blue blood. Yeah, they are.
What blue blood?
They used to be good.
So did Army.
Used to be doesn't count to me anymore.
This is the new world. You don't have feelings.
No, but it's one of those, if you take USC, you have to take their cross the horizon.
No, I don't.
I do not have to.
No, I don't. Oklahoma left Oklahoma State behind.
I have not done this often. TV exec, we're going to overrule this. We want two teams in LA. We'll move on.
Okay, fine. They stay. Oregon, three. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State make five. Mm-hmm. Texas and Texas Tech, seven.
Texas Tech, okay.
UW has to be in at eight. Now, of these seven teams, you only get four. And ticket texters can rifle in some suggestions here. Here we go. Zona, Arizona State, Utah, Boise, BYU, SMU, TCU. Now, SMU, I will fight for two words, oil money. They will be relevant. They will buy their way to success.
Just waiting for them to start buying.
Well, you're anti-Mormon, so wouldn't that knock BYU out here? You and David hate the Mormons.
Boise is a long way away from being relevant.
Hey, wait a minute now. That's a good football program, and I think they're going to make the playoff this year. I would keep Boise before I keep BYU.
So we already have Utah in, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I think Utah's become blue magic. They're a brand
Arizona,
name.
Arizona State, Texas Tech, BYU, Boise State.
TCU.
And TCU.
You got to pick four. Look, I think SMU's in. Would you agree? It's Dallas. It's oil money.
I would put the two Arizona schools in before I put SMU in.
Arizona schools are in.
Okay.
There is no argument.
Okay.
I'm saying SMU should get the nod over 35-year-old Mormon dudes with two kids. I'd put SMU over Boise. I'd put SMU over TCU.
I would put TCU in over SMU because at least they've made the playoffs.
The Dallas market
Dallas-Fort Worth, you get it both.
Oh, yes.
Okay. TCU and SMU are in. BYU's out. There's an age limit. I don't care if Johnny went on mission for 3 years. He came back 400 pounds and 30 years old. They're out. So here's what you would need to do. Is Boise out?
Yeah.
Okay, so I hate losing Boise State. All right, Boise State's out. Here's what you're down to. USC, UCLA, 2. Oregon, 3. Oklahoma, 4. Okie State, 5. Texas, 6. Tech, 7. UW, 8. The Zonas take you to 10. I now have two spots for three schools, Utah, SMU, TCU. You know who's left out?
Utah's in.
Yeah, you know who's out? Texas Tech. Texas Tech would be out. There's no media market in Lubbock. I don't even think they have a TV station.
Okay, Texas Tech is out.
I hate it. I can't believe I just tipped the masked rider and threw them out. They're gone. Tech's out. West is complete at 12. That leaves
the East, and the North, and that's going to be fun. We'll do that next.
We'll get to the North next, and then you guys got to grade whether you're accepting of the new world of college football that Rico's created.
No, this is Kenny. The executives would go for 64, but I like fun. And I can be adaptable. So we'll try 48 for now.
Okay.
Hey, but it's going to be 64 later. Sorry, Kenny.
Oh, no. Kenny has to add Middle Tennessee State to the South.
They're the South. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Just add some water to the biscuits and gravy. You'll be fine.
I know we're doing the college football thing, but I want to know. And if I am, so be it. I will live with it. I want to know I'm not alone. And being extremely bothered by that comment. This is an organization that has laughed in the face of anyone who wanted them to go out and get a free agent bat. Oh, one bat doesn't make a difference. Oh, we can't block anybody. And then the manager comes out and goes, what a difference one bat can make. It's transformative.
I don't think they even see the hypocrisy or the irony in that statement.
Am I alone in being bothered by that? Matt Chapman's going to be a 6.5 war player this year. Broken pelvis is going to be a 0. You mean one player could have helped us? I've spent all year being made fun of. Oh, no, one player wouldn't have made a difference. Can't block anybody. Can't block who? Who am I blocking? They're still in Toledo. Young can't even play third. And AJ just gets up there, strides right up there. Boy, one bat. It just relaxes the whole group. It's unbelievable what it can do. You know what? Right here. No, you gotta be kidding me.
That's when you have somebody saying, AJ, you realize what you just said. That's you call him out on it because I promise you,
God,
he didn't realize what he just said.
Maybe 2 months ago I would have been mad. Now it's just, oh, this is my life now. This is the reality I live in.
That's fair.
I'm resigned to it.
Kenny, you know what?
But yes, I understand you're the
right.
Frustration.
No,
I understand.
You're right. It just when I heard Luke say it, I'm like, oh, really? Water's wet.
They went crazy, fans. Like Barry Bonds was returning into the lineup. It's one guy named Kerry Carpenter.
Well, it's Kerry Bonds. Get it right.
No, it's not.
I was about to say, yeah, Rieger was saying,
no,
we
it's
should
not.
Call it Kerry Bonds. Maybe not.
Rieger's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think they even realize what a ridiculous statement that they uttered out of their mouth.
That's all. I'm over it. I just needed to know if I was being like supremely unfair, partially unfair, neutral, or fair.
I'm like, Kenny, okay. You know what? Yeah, no, seriously.
Rico hit the portal.
No, yeah, after earlier in the season, it's like, yeah, you know, but no, guys, we're blocking people, the core, we're going to take our time.
All
we're
the free in a rush. Stink.
Right. We didn't see anything. We know you don't.
And the fact that the messaging never once changed throughout the course of the season, I mean, I we have to be like me and Rico.
Right. And then they want you to follow the company playbook. Oh, because it's one of their guys that makes a difference. But right. One of those nasty outsiders wouldn't have helped us.
Yeah, it destroyed the chemistry.
Oh, God, it's so annoying. The whole season could have played out different. I swear to you. The whole thing could have played out different. Whatever. I don't care. All right, David, few ticket texts, and then we'll knock down a call, and then we are going to present what the new world of college football looks like at 5 o'clock.
Let me know what you think of this text. AJ is subtly sending a message to Harris, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the problem I have with that is you want me to believe that AJ Hinch wields no power. That if AJ Hinch pounded the table this offseason and went, Scott, You have got to get me a third baseman. I can't go into the season with broken pelvis, Zach McKinstry. I need a bat. I just don't believe that AJ doesn't wield that power. So I don't want to hear subtle messaging now, if that's what the ticket texter, if that's correct.
Someone's saying karma for JJ, maybe? Nah, don't think so.
No, but here's the other thing. I'm going to be straight with you. Whether a guy's a Spartan or a Wolverine or a Buckeye or whatever it is, when they are now facing my team, I am not going to sit there and attach myself to tragedy and act like I'm all heartbroken. You're a Lions fan? Your job just got easier. Sorry, JJ. We'll see you next year. The Vikings are now maybe a 5-6 win team. Okay? I'm not going to go, oh my God, my heart aches. No, it doesn't. He doesn't play for the Lions.
My heart aches.
David, no, it does not. You want to, well, you're not a Lions fan, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying that's why I can upset Kenny. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Someone's saying no North Carolina school should be in the 48.
Why? NC State is good, guys. I know UNC has faltered a little bit here, and Mac Brown, it's getting a little stale. NC State's good. Oh, by the way, they're in the preseason top 25 again. They're a good football program.
I like the 12-team conference because you can do the 11-game conference schedule.
You play everyone. That's fun.
That is fun.
We got to ask Rico at the network how many games we're playing. That's going to come in the 5 o'clock hour. I just want to know which of these conferences is going to be on the WB. Which of these conferences is on after reruns of 106 and Park? Oh!
Well, you know what? We can have a free do the read leading right up to the first game.
Isn't that why we're including Grambling?
Yeah, Grambling's going into the South just for you, Kenny.
If Kenny wants to go to 16 teams, you're gonna be taking Southern and Grambling.
No,
wow.
Grambling, Alcorn State, yeah.
David, okay, fine. Expand the conferences.
Now hold on. Let me get to Eric. He's been patient. Eric, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little biased here, but I'd like to make a case for the real U of M, University of Minnesota, to make it into the North, definitely if there are 60 or 64, but even possibly in the 48, if I may.
You may, because in the 48, you are the last team in. So make your case. This is perfect.
For sure. Yeah. Well, downside first. Yeah, attendance, we were, and I have the numbers because I'm a loser. attendance, we were 45th in the country. Now, as someone who went to a number of their football games over the last 2 years, yeah, it's not great. I mean, it's a small enough stadium as it is, but it's not great. On the average side, we were 29th in total revenue last year. Combine that with the fact that we've won, I don't know how many consecutive bowl games. Now, I know they're pretty much panty bowls, but apparently that matters to PJ. He can't shut up about it. However, and I think this will tickle Rico's pickle a little bit, you want the Twin Cities market. It's the 15th largest TV market in the country. Compare that to Kansas City, which comes in at 35th.
Okay.
So I think that would put, in the 48, I think that would put the Golden Gophers over the edge a bit.
I'm sold. I'm good with it. I think the media market plays to Rico's sensibilities, or in your words, his pickle. And away we go. What? He said it. What do you want me to do?
I said it.
He said it. The Gophers are in. You and your coach who dresses like a barber. But what I think is,
Kenny, I'm not saying a word for fear it'll be a drop. So I'll just leave it alone. Refrain.
Refrain. All right, everybody calm down. We have. Now, here's the thing. Before we take care of some business. Guys, do we want to make any final changes before we present this to our audience at 5 o'clock? Do we want both Kansas State and Kansas in the North? Do we want Iowa State in the North?
How many teams do we have in the North?
I have 12.
I have 12. I don't know if they're the same 12.
Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, MSU, that's 4. Missouri, Nebraska, 6. Iowa, Iowa State, 8. Wisconsin, Kansas State, 10. Minnesota, KU, 12. I don't believe Indiana and Purdue deserve to be in. They're trash. Northwestern, I don't care about academics. You're out. Illinois, that's not a TV market. No one cares about them. No one in Chicago cares about U of I. They care about Notre Dame. We have Notre Dame.
So I'd say, yeah, you have Notre Dame
so
in there.
So who have I left out? But other than that, I think we can present to people what is happening next.
You know what would happen. We left out Coach Prime.
You know what? Poverty program. It's truth.
You know what? I'm looking you in the eye right now. Wait, where are you from? No, I'm not talking to you.
I know we're doing the college football thing, but I want to know, and if I am, so be it, I will live with it. I want to know I'm not alone in being extremely bothered by that comment. This is an organization that has laughed in the face of anyone who wanted them to go out and get a free agent bat. Oh, one bat doesn't make a difference. Oh, we can't block anybody. And then the manager comes out and goes, what a difference one bat can make. It's transformative.
I don't think they even see the hypocrisy or the irony in that statement.
Am I alone in being bothered by that? Matt Chapman's going to be a 6.5 war player this year. Broken pelvis is going to be a zero. You mean one player could have helped us? I've spent all year being made fun of. Oh, no, one player wouldn't have made a difference. Can't block anybody. Can't block who? Who am I blocking? They're still in Toledo. Young can't even play third. And AJ just gets up there, strides right up there. Boy, one bat. It just relaxes the whole group. It's unbelievable what it can do. You know what? Right here.
No,
gotta be kidding me.
That's when you have somebody saying, AJ, you realize what you just said. That's, you call him out on it because I promise you,
God,
he didn't realize what he just said.
Maybe 2 months ago, I would have been mad. Now it's just, oh, this is my life now. This is okay. This is the reality I live in.
That's fair.
I'm resigned to it.
Kenny, you know what?
But yes, I understand you're the right. Frustration.
No,
understand
you're right. It's just, when I heard Luke say it, I'm like, oh, really? Water's wet.
They went crazy, fans. Like Barry Bonds was returning into the lineup. It's one guy named Kerry Carpenter.
Well, it's Kerry Bonds. Get it right.
No, it's not.
I was about to say, yeah, Rieger was saying,
no,
we
it's
should
not.
Call it Kerry Bonds. Maybe not.
Rieger's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think they even realize what a ridiculous statement that they uttered out of their mouth.
That's all. I'm over it. I just needed to know if I was being, like, supremely unfair, partially unfair, neutral, or fair.
I'm like, Kenny, okay. You know what? Yeah, no, seriously.
Rico hit the portal.
No, yeah, after earlier in the season, it's like, yeah, you know, but no, guys, we're blocking people, the core, we're going to take our time.
Oh,
we're
the free in no rush. Stink.
Right. We didn't see anything. We know you don't.
And the fact that the messaging never once changed throughout the course of the season, I mean, we have to be like me and Rico.
Right, and then they want you to follow the company playbook. Oh, because it's one of their guys that makes a difference. But right. One of those nasty outsiders wouldn't have helped us.
Yeah, it destroyed the chemistry.
Oh, God, it's so annoying. The whole season could have played out different. I swear to you. The whole thing could have played out different. Whatever. I need to tell what it. I don't care. All right, David, few ticket texts, and then we'll knock down a call. And then we are going to present what the new world of college football looks like at 5 o'clock.
Let me know what you think of this text. AJ is subtly sending a message to Harris, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the problem I have with that is you want me to believe that AJ Hinch wields no power. That if AJ Hinch pounded the table this offseason and went, Scott, you have got to get me a third baseman. I can't go into the season with broken pelvis, Zach McKinstry. I need a bat. I just don't believe that AJ doesn't wield that power. So I don't want to hear subtle messaging now. If that's what the ticket texter, if that's correct.
Someone's saying karma for JJ, maybe? Nah, don't think so.
No, but here's the other thing. I'm going to be straight with you. Whether a guy's a Spartan or a Wolverine or a Buckeye or whatever it is, when they are now facing my team, I am not going to sit there and attach myself to tragedy and act like I'm all heartbroken. You're a Lions fan? Your job just got easier. Sorry, JJ. We'll see you next year. The Vikings are now maybe a 5-6 win team. Okay? I'm not going to go, oh my God, my heart aches. No, it doesn't. He doesn't play for the Lions.
My heart aches.
David, no, it does not. You want to, well, you're not a Lions fan, so it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying that so I can upset Kenny. Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Someone's saying no North Carolina school should be in the 48.
Why? NC State is good, guys. I know UNC has faltered a little bit here, and Mack Brown, it's getting a little stale. NC State's good. Oh, by the way, they're in the preseason top 25 again. They're a good football program.
I like the 12-team conference because you can do the 11-game conference schedule.
You play everyone. That's fun.
That is fun.
We got to ask Rico at the network how many games we're playing. That's going to come in the 5 o'clock hour. I just want to know which of these conferences is going to be on the WB. Which of these conferences is on after reruns of 106 and Park?
Oh! Well, you know what? We can have a free do the read leading right up to the first game.
Isn't that why we're including Grambling?
Yeah, Grambling's going into the South just for you, Kenny. Oh.
If Kenny wants to go to 16 teams, you're gonna be taking Southern and Grambling.
No,
wow.
Grambling, Alcorn State, yeah.
David, okay, fine. Expand the conferences.
Now, hold on. Let me get to Eric. He's been patient. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little biased here, but I'd like to make a case for the real U of M, University of Minnesota, to make it into the North, definitely if there are 60 or 64, but even possibly in the 48, if I may.
You may, because in the 48, you are the last team in. So make your case. This is perfect.
For sure. Yeah. Well, downside first, yeah, attendance, we were, and I have the numbers because I'm a loser, attendance, we were 45th in the country now, as someone who went to a number of their football games over the last 2 years. Yeah, it's not great. I mean, it's a small enough stadium as it is, but it's not great. On the average side, we were 29th in total revenue last year. Combine that with the fact that we've won, I don't know how many consecutive bowl games. Now, I know they're pretty much panty bowls, but apparently that matters to PJ. He can't shut up about it. However, and I think this will tickle Rico's pickle a little bit, you want the Twin Cities market. It's the 15th largest TV market in the country. Compare that to Kansas City, which comes in at 35th.
Okay.
So I think that would put, in the 48, I think that would put the Golden Gophers over the edge a bit.
I'm sold. I'm good with it. I think the media market plays to Rico's sensibilities, or in your words, his pickle, and away we go. What? He said it. What do you want me to do?
I said it.
He said it. The Gophers are in. You and your coach who dresses like a barber. But what I think is,
Kenny, I'm not saying a word for fear it'll be a drop, so I'll just leave it alone. Refrain.
Refrain. All right, everybody calm down. We have, now here's the thing, before we take care of some business. Guys, do we want to make any final changes before we present this to our audience at 5 o'clock? Do we want both Kansas State and Kansas in the North? Do we want Iowa State in the North?
How many teams do we have in the North?
I have 12.
I have 12. I don't know if they're the same 12.
Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, MSU, that's 4. Missouri, Nebraska, 6. Iowa, Iowa State, 8. Wisconsin, Kansas State, 10. Minnesota, KU, 12. I don't believe Indiana and Purdue deserve to be in. They're trash. Northwestern, I don't care about academics. You're out. Illinois, that's not a TV market. No one cares about them. No one in Chicago cares about U of I. They care about Notre Dame. We have Notre Dame.
So I'd say, yeah, you have Notre Dame.
So
in there.
Who have I left out? But other than that, I think we can present to people what is happening next.
You know what happened. We left out Coach Prime.
You know what? Poverty program. It's truth.
You know what? I'm looking you in the eye right now. Wait, where are you from? No, I'm not talking to you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.